KFFR is going to broadcast the 2022 Candidate Forum live from the Winter Park Town Hall Council Chambers Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. The forum will be moderated by Catherine Ross, Executive Director of the Winter Park and Fraser Chamber. So plan to be there. If you can't be there, you can tune us in. Speaking of Winter Park Chambers, I've got Nick Contrumbus here. He is the mayor of Winter Park, and welcome to the program. How are you?
Thank you. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you in here at KFFR Winter Park. We're psyched to have you here, and we're going to talk a little bit about employee housing. And I know that you're running and owning Dino's, and you have employee housing there, right?
I sure do. Yeah, we have. Right, currently, we're housing roughly 11 employees.
Mm-hmm. How many employees do you have?
When we're fully staffed, it would be around close to 50. So every year, I feel like that's creeping up a little bit more in terms of how many employees we need to house ourselves to be able to stay open 7 days a week.
Yeah, you know, I was just reading a column in the Aspen Daily News from the former mayor of Aspen, and he is really pushing hard for employers to house their employees. And notably, you know, the fire department is doing that, and some other entities in the Roaring Fork Valley. How's that worked out for you economically?
Well, I mean, the cost associated with it is pretty high to maintain employees. Let's see, I think I spent about $370,000 to buy a one-bedroom condo to hire a new chef and to house a chef to bring somebody in. So,
wow.
You know, when you're looking at the finances and where does the money come from with the other elevated costs, whether it be house or labor costs, food costs, all of that, it makes it not feasible to have businesses in communities like this. It's very tough. I mean, can you imagine what it's like if you're a young, new entrepreneurial person who wants to open a coffee shop, but you have to house your baristas? How many coffees do you have to sell to be able to do that?
Yeah, I guess one thing that assuages the pain is the fact that you own this property and values are most likely going to go up and someday you could cash out.
Sure. I mean, over time, that makes a lot of sense, but you have to have the capital to be able to get into the competitive housing market, right? You know, and I think that that's tough, but the unfortunate reality, the biggest change that I've seen in our community is for our small business owners, housing is the cost of doing business. You have to add that into your financial outlook when you're going out to get your SBA loans. I mean, it's just, you know, Winter Park has always been an area where we wanted to support our small business owners and provide an environment where people can get creative and open up some cool new businesses for all of us to enjoy. But it's getting tougher and tougher to be able to do that.
So what's being done?
Well, I think, you know, I can speak for Winter Park in terms of some of the housing efforts that we've engaged in. And we like to call it community housing now because we're really looking for year-round, long-term residents to stay in our community and to enjoy all the benefits of the surrounding area. You know, unfortunately, our residents have to have two, sometimes three jobs just to be able to afford to pay rents as those increase. So we're looking at doing as many things as we possibly can to help solve the problem. You know, obviously we're supporters of the ballot initiative 6A. We could talk a little bit more about that.
Sure. Why don't we talk a little bit about that? Ballot Measure 6A is in support of creating a funding source for housing here. Obviously, even if it is like, is it 1.2 million a year? Capped at 1.2 million?
If the 2 mil increase in the district would roughly bring in about 1.2 million.
What could we do with that?
You know, the great thing about you know, and I know it's a controversial topic on how the funding mechanism works, but with a property tax mill levy, it creates a sustainable foundation for the district. And with that, we can leverage it. It's much easier to bond. It also helps the district to be more competitive when going after state funding, which is coming down from the federal government. So the conversations that I've had with leadership at the state level and in the metropolitan areas, because that's who we're competing with as well, is to, you have to have a regional approach. Yeah. That's what this does.
Doesn't Grant County have a housing authority?
They sure do.
Well, why aren't we using that?
That's a great question.
Thank you.
I have another question too.
Do you know the answer?
You know, I think it's the question that we all have to answer is, where do our priorities lie? You know, the money certainly comes out of the general fund, I think, at the county level. Mm-hmm. And does that take away from plowing streets and, you know, hiring new employees for public works? But, you know, where does the priority lie? Should they be carving out some money out of that general fund to help pay for some of the housing initiatives that we're pushing forward in Winter Park? We're just not seeing any projects in motion outside of our municipality.
Go ahead, DJ Yeti Betty.
Well, I remember a couple years ago, and I don't remember the details because it was a while ago, but I know when they started working on the project at the beginning, Winter Park there, Rome, they had talked about making employee housing and making the people that are developing do employee housing as part of the project. And then that kind of just went away. So what happened with that?
Sure. So when we annex in Winter Park, we kind of take the previous annexation as a blueprint for the next one. With Rome, we have transfer taxes and transfer fees with property sales, and that is incorporated in the annexation. So that's where we get funding for our affordable housing funds. There's also a developer fee for all new development. And then we have land that we negotiated in the annexation agreement. And that land is triggered to the town once you get to certain build-out trigger points. Mm-hmm. But, you know, no matter what it is, it's all about funding and feasibility at the end of the day. So would we take that land and work a deal to get cash into our affordable housing fund, or do we want to just land bank and sit on it? The problem with getting 1 or 2 acres at a time is it doesn't really solve the problem quickly, and we need to engage in strategies where we can get units out of the ground immediately.
Yeah. With this new annexation project, what kind of housing is involved with that?
So we just, with the Cooper Creek Village annexation, so that's a great example of how we've used our housing strategy and added more into it in terms of requesting more and asking for more from the developers. So with that one, we're getting 40 bedrooms right off the bat. Mm-hmm. And that's on the third floor of Cooper Creek Square. We also have a portion of the development that has, I'm going to say, inclusionary zoning, where they have to provide, it's roughly 10% of whatever homes are built has to be work for or community housing. And then we have the transfer taxes in place. So we, you know, the great thing about that is when you look at the history of our annexations, now we're to a point where any new annexation or development agreement has to have those components in it. We won't even consider it without that foundation that we built.
Talking to Nick Contrumbos, who is the mayor of Winter Park. If you look around at other communities, resorts, do you see anybody doing things that we should be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the regional approach, the multi-jurisdictional housing authority, when you look at Eagle, Summit, every surrounding county, every resort community already has engaged in this approach. So we're behind. I mean, and the challenge that we have is, you know, what we're doing isn't working. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is working to a small scale. It's economies of scale in Winter Park because we do have those funding mechanisms, mm-hmm. but the rest of the county really doesn't. And so this is the best path forward. And again, I mean, we're talking about projects. If we need 700 units, we're talking hundreds of millions of dollars. So we need to build that foundation, have that fund available so that we can bond and get units moving.
It sounds like you've got it as a pretty high priority in Winter Park.
Yeah, we certainly do. I think that over the last several years, our council has moved forward with housing as a priority. So we've spent a lot of time working with Steamboat, working with Breckenridge, looking at other housing authorities, really doing our due diligence to see what works and what doesn't work. And I think that this regional housing authority is the best path forward, and it really allows us to have as many plates spinning in the air so that we can solve the problem. And this is a good start. I mean, there's other things that we can be doing regionally, collaboratively, in terms of, really where does the impact come from? Mm-hmm. And we can set policy to help that. There's short-term rental fees that we can talk about. There's other development fees that we could potentially move forward with. And I know that that's the biggest concern in the community is who should be paying for it.
Yeah. I was at the candidate forum in Granby the other night, and there was a for and against conversation about 6A, and the guy that was talking against it was pretty compelling. And I think that he may speak for a lot of people that say, hey, I got two daughters. I got trying to run my business. I'm trying to do this, trying to do that. I'm not into a property increase. Heaven forbid it doesn't pass. But what happens if 6A doesn't pass? Where would we go from there?
Well, I think, it sets us back years, unfortunately. But I think that the district would continue to push ballot initiatives forward until it passes. I mean, the Route Housing Authority, the Yampa Valley Housing Authority didn't pass the first time, mm-hmm. but they kept trying. And now because they have that foundation, same revenue stream through a property tax, they can get a project done 1 to 2 years, mm-hmm. every 1 to 2 years.
Awesome, Nick. So is there anything else you want to add this morning, Nick?
I don't think so. I mean, again, from my perspective and being involved with community housing for so many years and trying to push projects forward, at the bottom line, what we're doing isn't working, and we need to build that foundation. And I know, property tax is controversial, but it's the easiest path forward for us to be able to leverage bond and be competitive with the rest of the state when it comes to getting that free money.
That is Winter Park Mayor Nick Katrumbos, and I want to thank you so much for coming in, and it's always great talking to you.
Hey, you betcha.
Have a good one. Stay tuned to KFFR.